This is the Blues Adventure with Java show, and although you're welcome to listen while drinking coffee, I am your host, Java, and that's what the reference to Java is. Thanks for tuning in, streaming, or however you got here. If you haven't been here before, the show is a continuation of my relationship with the blues, just ambling along, letting one song or artist lead me to another. So for today's show, I'll start out with Stan Webb, the man, and his band, The Chicken Shack, Little Nelson Adelard, Melvin Taylor, Sugar Blue, B.B. King, Bonnie Raitt, a duet with Albert King and Stevie Ray Vaughan, Kelly Joe Phelps from Sumner, Washington, Otis Band, Robert Johnson, and finishing up with a song from the Paul DeLay Band that was lost for decades. I hope that among the familiar artists that I can share, a handful that you haven't heard of. So, off we go. Stan Webb is the frontman and lead guitarist for the English blues band Chicken Shack. They first formed in the mid-1950s and have evolved through different band members since then. In fact, much of the band would go on to be a big part of the band Savoy Brown. Even Stan was with Savoy Brown for one of their albums. Christine Perfect was a founding member of the Chicken Shack, and she would later join Fleetwood Mac and meet a member of that band, John McVie, who she married. So, with all of that, up next, Stan Webb and the Chicken Shack, playing a live version of Lost the Best Friend I Ever Had.
Walked out the door, made my life so sad. Heard this morning about the break of day. Love walked in the door, walked out again. Surprise, but it was a feeling. last night. I lost the best friend I ever had.
And that was Stan Webb and the Chicken Shack performing Lost the Best Friend I Ever Had, which is off of their 1998 album, Stan the Man Live. The Nelson Adelard Band put out its first album in 1999, and since then, six more. Next up is Black and Blue, which is off of his Blues Still Got a Hold on Me, which he released in 2007.
Be strong, give and take, just to get along. I give it all, oh, and I was true. You turned my heart black and blue. Took my heart, twisted around. I give it all, and then you put me down. I knew you were
be true. You turn my heart black and blue.
Black and Blue by Nelson Adelard, with Nelson playing guitar, harmonica, keyboards, and doing the vocals. Nice sound. And this is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM, your island connection. Thanks for making us a part of your day. Melvin Taylor started playing guitar at the age of 3. He was in a musical family. His uncle started teaching him, and his great-aunt was Rosetta Tharpe. But much of what he learned was what he taught himself: slide playing, finger picking, flat picking styles, from listening to his favorite artists like B.B. King, Albert King, and Jimi Hendrix. So up next is a live version of Melvin Taylor's Don't Throw Your Love on Me So Strong, which he first released in 1995 on the Melvin Taylor and the Slack Band album.
so strong. You know your love is just like a faucet, and you keep turning it off and on. Hey, baby, you know I sort of like, I like what you've been putting down. And I like what you've been putting down. You know I can search the whole wide world over, and there's no love like yours can be found. Someday, sweetheart, you'll change your mind. You know, one day, little girl, you're gonna be looking for me, and I'll be real hard to find. Yeah.
Don't Throw Your Love on Me So Strong by Melvin Taylor. The song was written by Albert King, which he first recorded in 1961, and has become a blues standard performed by many blues musicians. Next, Sugar Blue. Born in 1949, spent some of his time as a session musician playing the harmonica in the mid-1970s. When the advice of Memphis Slim, he traveled to Paris, France, where Mick Jagger found him busking on the streets. That led him to playing on several tracks for the Rolling Stones. He's put out 14 albums, or with others like Louisiana Red and Willie Dixon. Next up is his aptly named Country Blues, which is off of his 1994 Blues Blazes album. And that was Sugar Blue and Country Blues. And this is the Blues Adventure with Java Show with your host Java on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM, your island connection. Thanks for making us part of your day. Thank you for listening to the Blues Adventure with Java Show on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM. You can stream my shows anytime by going to the Voice of Vashon webpage and looking for the Shows and Hosts tab, and then find the Blues Adventure with Java link. While you are there, perhaps check out some of the other 50 shows that broadcast regularly from your community radio station. Occasionally, I post the list of shows and artists from my shows on a Facebook page I share with my other Voice of Vashon show, Sunday Morning with Java on Voice of Vashon. B.B. King. Pair him up with another great musician as he did on his 35th album, released in 1997, called Deuces Wild. This next one is with B.B. King and Dr. John performing There Must Be a Better World.
Just ain't fair, but I know.
Nice pairings on the whole album. That one was B.B. King and Dr. John doing There Must Be a Better World. The song was written by Dr. John and Dr. Pomus and was first released in 1981 and performed by B.B. King. So it's nice to see this full circle where the authors of the song team up with the first performer for this rendition. Next, why not a little Bonnie Raitt and a song she wrote and released in 1998 on her 13th album, Fundamental. And the song's called The Fundamental Things. That was Bonnie Raitt and The Fundamental Things. The first time I saw Bonnie was in 1985, when my wife-to-be dragged me to one of the smaller stages at Bumbershoot to see Bonnie. All was standing, but we were in the first row. Having been mostly off the grid for the previous 8 years, I was blown away. Since then, we have seen Bonnie a number of times. One of the most memorable was when she performed at Benaroya Hall. Very, very nice. This is the Blues Adventure with your host, Java, on the Voice of Vashon, KBSH 101.9 FM, your island connection, and I thank you for making us a part of your day. So who the heck is Kelly Jo Phelps? Well, He's a bluesman who grew up in Sumner, Washington, and he learned to play the guitar, drums, and keyboard from his father starting at age 12. His music is described as a mix of Delta blues and jazz. He's put out 12 albums, but nothing since 2013. In 2017, he posted, "Back in 2014, it became obvious to me that I needed and wanted to take a serious break from touring, performing, writing, and recording, and live within other parts of my life that have been neglected for quite a long time. I had no idea how long this process would take when I started, and I have no idea yet when it will end. However, it still feels like the right type of journey for me now, so I'll be staying on it until some logical conclusion makes itself known." So, until Kelly Joe chooses to jump back into the music biz, here is a live performance that he did in 2012, Down to the Praying Ground.
Oh,
And that was Kelly Jo Phelps and Down to the Praying Ground, some great blues. Going back a couple decades for a song performed by Otis Spann in 1960 called The Hard Way. Otis was a blues piano player who put out several dozen albums, mostly in the 1960s, and he also recorded with the likes of Muddy Waters, Lonnie Johnson, John Lee Hooker, Buddy Guy, you get the idea.
I came up the hard way, I just about raised myself. You know I came up the hard way, I just about raised myself. I've been in and out of trouble, but I've never begged no one for help. I don't speak educated, because peoples I have not known. Cause my people that I have known. But I am done just about good as people, people who have some. They said 26 letters in the alphabet, people said I can't even spell my name. This says 26 letters in the alphabet, people said I can't even spell my name. But you know I can go along so smoothly, people don't bother me. Dumb boy. look the same. Baby, I don't have a resting on mine.
Otis Spann and The Hard Way. There are lots of songs by this name or similar, but I think this one was written by T-Bone Walker and Grover McDaniel. How about some Robert Johnson, a song that has become a favorite of blues performers and pop? Come On In My Kitchen, first recorded by Robert in 1936. Performed by Robert Johnson, although to be fair, the song drew on recordings of a similar popular song that Robert listened to. This is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM, your island connection. Thanks for making us a part of your day. Finishing up today's show, Paul DeLay and his band were from Portland, and in the early 1980s, regular performers in the Pioneer Square music scene, which is where I heard him several times. In 1997, he and his band performed in Norway at the Notodden Blues Festival, and not knowing that their whole set was being recorded. So in 2016, 9 years after Paul died, one of the band members got to poking around and just learned of the recording. 2017, a live album with their whole set from 1997 was released on Little Village Records, a label started by Jim Pugh, longtime keyboardist for Robert Cray. You have been listening to the Blues Adventure with Java Show on KVSH 101.9 FM. Thank you for making us and my show a part of your day. So, to finish the show, here is Paul DeLay and his band and Nice and Strong.
And strong. I think that's why we get along. My woman's nice and strong. I think
that's why we get along. We keep each other satisfied. That way we don't do nothing wrong. She's got muscles in her toes. She's got muscles in her knees. She's got muscles in her thighs.
Oh yeah.
She's got everything she needs. Sometimes I hold the door for her. Sometimes she holds the door for me.
And strong.
I think that's why we get along.